People who buy health insurance have been experiencing double-digit premium hikes and increases in deductibles. At the same time, Washington's three biggest nonprofit insurers have amassed nearly $4.5 billion in reserves. That's now drawing the attention of state lawmakers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
One insurance company raised premiums 19% 1 year and 35% the next, while growing their surplus by $700 million.
That just screams like maybe it's time to take a look at this.
This is Amy Brackenberry, a lobbyist for the Public Health Roundtable. She was testifying in favor of a bill to let the state's insurance commissioner consider a company's surpluses when approving rate hikes, something he can't do today. Democratic State Senator Christine Rolfes is the prime sponsor. She frames it as a consumer issue.
If allowing the insurance commissioner to see what these surpluses are helps us to reduce premium increases just a little bit, it'll help a lot of Washingtonians.
Rolfes calls it a fairly straightforward bill, but the insurance companies oppose it. Another proposal in Olympia would go even further. It would require nonprofit health insurers to pay 3% of their excess reserves to fund insurance premium subsidies and foundational public health services. This is an idea that companies really don't like.
And I'm here today opposed to the funding mechanism at the heart of this legislation.
We also have concerns about the funding mechanism at the heart of Senate.
We have grave concerns with the funding mechanism.
At public hearings, lobbyists for Regents, Kaiser, and Premera said the surpluses are needed to remain solvent in the event of a catastrophic event. They also said nonprofit insurers don't have the same access to capital as for-profit companies. And they said others should share in the burden of funding public health. Carrie Tellefson represents Regents Blue Shield. She framed it as the legislature beating up on the good guys.
We're a group of insurers here who are in the most volatile markets in Washington. We're in the individual market. We're in the small group market. We're playing in the areas that nobody else wants to play because they're not very profitable.
It's not clear if one or both of these proposals will make it through the legislature this year, but what is clear is lawmakers are taking a closer look at these cash-rich nonprofit insurance companies. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.